This practice is called mindfulness of the embodied self, loving kindness for the you the world sees. It's from Rhonda McGee's book, The Inner Work of Racial Justice, Healing Ourselves and Transforming Our Communities Through Mindfulness. Take a few minutes to bring your attention to your body in this moment. Gently focus on your experience of this very moment. Get granular. Notice the subtle sensations of breathing in and breathing out, including the points of contact between your body and the ground beneath you. Rest in the strength of these grounding sensations. Now call to mind one aspect of your outward identity that other people notice by sight or sound alone when they encounter you. This might be your gender, your age, or what you may think of as your ethnicity. Aspects of language and culture that are part of how you identify yourself in the world. As best you can, settle your attention on this aspect of your social identity, this way that you have been met according to the largely unspoken social and cultural rules of your time. Hone in on this aspect of who you appear to be, which a person might notice or surmise without having had a conversation with you. Consider the impact of this in contexts in which you are known by others. Now consider the impact of this in contexts where you are not known. How this affects how you are received, what opportunities may be available to you, whether you are given the benefit of the doubt when those in power exercise discretion. Pause and notice what thoughts, emotions, or sensations are arising in you right now. Look for any signs of denial or resistance. These may feel like sensations such as warmth, fuzziness, lightheadedness, even sleepiness. You might be feeling bored or suddenly restless. See if you can slow down your processing. Notice the thoughts behind these sensations. Then practice letting your thoughts, judgments, stories go. Imagine each as a cloud floating across a blue sky, and return to the sensations of the body and the breath. Now drop into the sensations of your body in this moment. Feel your connection with the ground beneath you. Breathe in and out, lengthening the out-breath as desired to assist in enhancing the sense of calm peacefulness within you. Allow your breathing to return to an easy, effortless rhythm. Now, from this place of non-judgmental awareness, gently and with as much will to alleviate any suffering that arises in you as possible, turn toward the particular sensations of reactivity you notice in this moment. What does this feel like in your body? What were you taught to believe about bodies like yours? About differently racialized bodies? How might this aspect of your social identity have shaped your experience in the world? Have you spent more time in places where you were in a significant minority or majority based on your race or gender? Are there ways that this identity has been a source of comfort to you, a source of advantage to you? Are there ways that this identity has been a source of discomfort to you, a source of disadvantage to you? Pause and reflect for a few minutes again, with as much gentleness as possible. Notice the sensations, emotions, thoughts, and reactions that arise within you, especially any tendency to move away from what you know. As you bring this meditation to a close, offer appreciation, love, and kindness to the part of you that brought you to this willingness to know and to grow.